I'm Nikki Willette with Montana News. For the past year, two Montana natives lived on Mars, or at least as close as we can get. Carmel Johnston and Tristan Bassingthwaite were part of a simulated Mars mission funded by NASA and run by the University of Hawaii. They told me about their past year living and working in an isolated space dome from a Hard Rock Cafe on Oahu.
What's it like to be back out in society, I guess, after a year of living in the dome?
Oh, man, it is so much more stressful than being in the dome. You get out and, you know, your family's there, and that's great. But there's literally like 60 people with big cameras and audio recorders. And I'm just trying to eat the first real strawberry that I've seen in a year. And, you know, it just doesn't stop.
Bassingthwaite is a space architect from Missoula, completing his doctorate at the University of Hawaii. Johnston, the mission crew leader, grew up in Whitefish and studied soil and water science at Montana State University. Along with four other crew members, Johnston and Bassingthwaite wore spacesuits to go outside, conducted scientific experiments, and even mimicked the time delay for sending messages to and from outer space.
What does a typical day at the dome look like for you in terms of research versus personal recreation time?
Personal recreation time. I am not familiar with that. Most of the day revolves around research tasks, and then when you're not doing that, then you're coordinating for the next one.
How do you go from studying Earth-based hydrology and soil to studying Mars?
We have volcanism on Mars, we have volcanism on Earth, we have flowing water on Earth, and we used to have flowing water on Mars. And so a lot of the lessons that we can learn from Mars are directly applicable to Earth, because Mars is kind of a glance into what could happen to Earth if we don't take care of it. It's actually quite fascinating how similar the two planets are.
Can you give me an example of something that you would build for space that could also be useful here on Earth?
Oh, yeah. If I get to live in an extreme environment, Mars-based type thing, then I'll be basically the only space architect out there with that experience. The big thing is just how you're designing the actual interiors. They were very much going for the let's make it feel as open as you can thing. Like, you never actually feel like you're by yourself, and it can start to wear on you after a bit. You can give people privacy and soundproofing and maybe get rid of all the white paint, you'll be a little happier.
So if you were going on an actual mission to Mars and you could only pack one thing in your suitcase, it would be noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah, I would highly recommend that for everybody, as well as just, like, soundproofing the entire building as well. Like, put soundproofing on stairs and in between walls and around doors and, make it so that when a door slams, it doesn't just, like, shake the entire building.
What other little bits of culture shock have you experienced in the past week since exiting the dome?
Yeah, I watched my roommates, do the dishes last night. I almost had a heart attack. I mean, they're pouring water out of it. They leave the tap on to rinse all the suds off. And it's like, the suds were off 2 minutes ago. Put the bowl down before I die. So I've been super resource conservative so long that I don't think I can drop the habit.
I don't really know what happened in the world this year, other than, a bunch of terrorist attacks and all my friends decided to get married and have kids. But it seems like nothing else has happened in media or music and movies and stuff, because the same videos are the top videos on YouTube and they're like, okay, didn't miss anything.
Does that make life outside the dome seem a little trivial when you're spending all day working on this science that is totally revolutionary and groundbreaking, and then to come back to see cat videos are still popular?
I guess yes and no, because cat videos are pretty awesome, but I think people underestimate how much humor is important for going to space. And so, especially living in confinement or isolation of any kind, you have to have some form of fun outlet. And so, we had our mission support send us actually the cute cat videos, because that's what we missed. And so we wanted to see little videos of that kind of stuff.
Already into their late 20s, Johnston and Bassingthwaite are too old to be considered for a Mars mission. They'll continue supporting space exploration here on Earth. They both say that despite the lack of privacy, the noisy roommates on Friday movie night, and missing fresh fruits and veggies, their year on Mars, even fake Mars, was worth it.
It is rewarding in so many ways. And so even, that if every day was a challenge or every day was difficult, in the end, it's such a good experience because, one, you've learned a whole bunch of things about yourself and how to deal with other people, but also, like, you just contributed to science in a real way. That's pretty unique, and I feel like it's rewarding enough for me.
I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.